Expectations and excitement was high in Detroit on Sunday as the Lions faced Philadelphia in the sold-out Ford Field. And those expectations were met on Detroit's first offensive possession, with the Lions driving on a 75-yard drive, capped off by a one-yard run by Jamal Williams. But reality made its appearance shortly thereafter, and Detroit once again found themselves down by double digits, and a fourth-quarter rally fell just short again in a 38-35 loss to the Eagles. Philadelphia quarterback Jalen Hurts threw for 243 yards, while he also had 90 rushing yards, including one of the four rushing touchdowns for the Eagles on the day. Jared Goff was 21 of 37 for 215 yards and two touchdowns, but his one interception was returned for a touchdown. DeAndre Swift had 144 yards rushing and a touchdown. The Lions are 0-1 and face Washington next week. The Bears were supposed to be playing on their newly installed grass on Sunday, but from the rain that fell in Chicago, the Bears and 49ers looked like they were actually playing in Lake Michigan. But the Bears were able to get two Justin Fields touchdowns in the second half for a 19-10 win over San Francisco on Sunday, giving Matt Eberflus a win in his debut as the Bears head coach. The Bears face the Packers in Green Bay next Sunday night. And the Colts were in Houston, and they tied the Texans at 20-20. Monday Night Football tonight is Denver at Seattle. In baseball, the Kansas City Royals salvaged the final game of their three-game series with the Tigers with a 4-0 win on Sunday. The Tigers are back at home tonight to face the Houston Astros at 6:40, a 6:20 pregame show on Newstalk Sports 94.9 WSJM and Super Hits 103.7 Cozy FM. The White Sox four-game winning streak came to an end with a 10-3 loss at Oakland. The Sox have tonight off, and the Cubs playing the other team for the Bay Area, but this one was in Chicago as the Giants beat the Cubs 4-2 on Sunday night at Wrigley Field. The Cubs are on the road tonight to face the New York Mets at 7:10. And White Sox manager Tony La Russa revealed that he had a pacemaker inserted and is unsure when or if he'll be able to return to the team. College football from Sunday, number 4 Michigan beat Hawaii 56-10, number 14 Michigan State beat Akron 52-0, and the shocker was Marshall beating 8th-ranked Notre Dame 26-11, and Marcus Freeman becomes the first Notre Dame head coach to start his career at 0-3. And the new AP Top 25 has a new number 1, with Georgia, Alabama is now number 2, Ohio State is 3rd, Michigan is 4th, and Clemson is number 5. Michigan State is 11th, and Notre Dame drops out of the top 25. Other Big Ten news, Nebraska has fired head coach Scott Frost after their loss to Georgia Southern on Saturday, but he still keeps the $15 million left on his salary. Midwest League Baseball, Great Lakes and West Michigan, and Dayton at Lansing were canceled and will not be made up as the regular season ended on Sunday. South Bend beat Peoria 9-2. The playoffs start on Tuesday. For more sports and the scores from last night and the schedule of today's games, visit the podcast page on this station's website. With your morning sports for Monday, September 12th, I'm Dave Wolf.